Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
All right, we're all set for the party. I've trimmed the tree, hung the mistletoe, and paired all those weird-shaped knives and forks with the appropriate cheeses. And I plugged in the Bartesian.
Bartesian?
It's a home cocktail maker that makes over 60 premium cocktails, plus a whole lot of seasonal favorites, too. I just got it for 50 off. So, how about a Clazmopolitan or a mistletoe margarita?
I'm thirsty.
Watch. I just pop in a capsule, choose my strength, and...
Wow, it's beginning to feel more seasonal in here already.
If your holiday party doesn't have a bartender, then you become the bartender. Unless you've got a Bartesian, because Bartesian crafts every cocktail perfectly in as little as 30 seconds. And I just got it for $50 off.
Tis the season to be jollier.
Add some holiday flavor to every celebration with the sleek, sophisticated home cocktail maker, Bartesian. Get $50 off any cocktail maker at bartesian.com/cocktail. That's bartesian.com/cocktail.
And we are back with another review of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. This week, we dive into Season 5. Let me know beforehand. Give me your thoughts on Brooklyn Nine-Nine Season 5 in the comment section below. Of course, give us a thumbs up if you like our videos. The season starts with Jake and Rosa in prison. We don't really get to see Rosa much. The only time we see her is when Terry and Holt go to visit her. She makes them do much of her do list items. I have to admit, it was ridiculous, but funny to watch. Jake, on the other side, we see a lot of him in prison. First off, his cellmate is a child cannibal. Weird, but moving on. He tries to get himself into a gang to gain protection since he's in prison because he's being framed for a robbery he didn't commit. When the gang leader wants him to kill a guard for initiation, but he doesn't want to do that, he'd rather just get him fired. When the warden catches wind of this, he wants Jake on his side to be a snitch to catch the illegal activity. It goes well, and he has quite a few close calls, but in the end, he gets let out because the team was back home working the case. They know Hawkins is framing them, but they can't figure out how. This sleazy guy Murphy tells Amy that he has information that can release Jake. She doesn't know if she can trust him, so she tells the team. Seems that they don't use this information, but then it was Holt who did actually use it. This is going to come back to haunt him. Adrian is funny, I forgot about him. Now that Rosa is out of prison, she sees him acting weird and she thinks he's cheating. In the end, the woman he's seeing is his Spanish teacher. He wants to learn Spanish to impress her father. I mean, that's kind of sweet. In the end, she breaks up with him. I'm going to miss his stupid, funny character. And of course, it's heist time. Halloween heist time. This year, they're fighting for a champion belt. They're going to hang it from the ceiling so they can all see it. Then the lights go out, and the belt is gone. Gina, in a mask and disguised voice, which wasn't Gina at all. It was this guy who looks exactly like Charles. And then, damn. Charles betrays Jake and locks him to a cabinet. And Rosa and Terry are on Charles' side. What? Another what moment. Charles and his team hide the belt under this huge server. Holt pedals a bike that lifts the thing. He gets his dog to steal it, but what? It's not the real dog or the real belt. Guess who stole the dog? Amy. And she steals the belt. When Jake goes to find it using his Handmaid's Tale costume, the belt is gone. Jake lures Amy into a storage room where she finds a belt, where it says, Amy, will you marry me? She says yes, of course. Oh boy, let the wedding planning begin. Jake makes Charles his best man, as we figured. They manage to set the date, May 15th. In a big mansion. Once they manage to squeeze in after a last-minute cancellation, they manage to book everything else, only the venue gets swooped from by none other than the Vulture. Turns out the Vulture is engaged to this sweet humanitarian who they feel bad for because this poor woman doesn't know the real guy. To be sure, they catfish him to prove he's cheating on her, and that's when she breaks up with him. Too bad Jake and Amy still don't get the venue. Next, Jake and Amy want their parents to meet and like each other. What better time than Thanksgiving? They get together and things go sour fast. So Jake gives them alcohol and thinks it's the best thing ever. Until both their dads get really competitive. So competitive that they turn it into a craving turkey contest, and Jake's dad cuts his thumb off. That's when the two families get together and finally start to like each other. It's actually really nice to see. I can't wait until they get married. I like how we have this plot that shows how imperfect the captain is. His gambling plot was hilarious, but I love how Jake and Terry help him to seek help. I also like the plot with Rose and Hitchcock and Sully. They have a competition to see who can sit in the chair the longest. This might seem like such a trivial plot, but we get to see a little more of Hitchcock and Sully, which we don't normally get. The same for when the two solve the case of the captain's missing pie. They use their love for food to figure it out, which you have to admit is impressive. I don't really remember Amy and Charles going into business with each other, but they decided to buy a food truck together. Charles buys a truck that used to be in evidence that was used in a murder, and Amy is disgusted. Turns out there were still drugs in the truck, so it's back in evidence, so they can't use it. Amy is thrilled, but Charles is devastated. Charles thinks it's because she hates his dream, but she tries his food and tells him to never stop dreaming. I'm hoping this is a reoccurring plot. Oh no, they need this certification, and during this class, they forget to do a very important step, putting lubrication on their subject, being Charles, before putting the plaster on, so now the plaster won't come off. Now they're trying to hide Charles, but they lose him. They find out that he escaped to try and help them to remove the mask. In the end, they try to be honest to see if they still get their certification. Well, that favor from Murphy is now coming to bite Holt in the ass. He wants to make commissioner, but he has his worries that what he did will come up in his interviews, so he sabotages his way on getting home, as they're in LA for a funeral. Gosh, it's one hilarious beat for the team has on this mission, but the heart that he and Jake have is beautiful. The way Jake cares so much for Holt is amazing. They somehow make it back to the precinct with the help of Type A Amy. Charles is super nosy and wants to know who Rosa is dating. He finds out that on their trip that she's dating a woman. He decides to come out to the precinct as bisexual. Now she wants to tell her folks, but she doesn't know how. Jake tries and she wants him to do it for her, so she invites him to dinner, and instead of coming out, she says she's dating Jake. But that only lasts for so long because Jake's phone rings, and when it's Amy and a photo of the two of them come up, they find out how Jake is engaged. Her parents are okay with her being in a complicated relationship rather than being gay. This post pisses Rosa off, and it pisses me off too. They become okay with it because they don't believe she's really bisexual, which makes her pissed off again. She just wants her parents to accept her. Finally, her father says what she's been dying to hear, only to be told game night will be put on hold. Are you kidding me? But what does Jake do? First off, who is Jake this season? He's just helping people left and right, and I'm loving every second of it. Well,
experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
All right, we're all set for the party. I've trimmed the tree, hung the mistletoe, and paired all those weird-shaped knives and forks with the appropriate cheeses. And I plugged in the Bartesian.
Bartesian?
It's a home cocktail maker that makes over 60 premium cocktails, plus a whole lot of seasonal favorites, too. I just got it for 50 off. So, how about a Klosmopolitan or a mistletoe margarita?
I'm thirsty.
Watch. I just pop in a capsule, choose my strength, and...
Wow, it's beginning to feel more seasonal in here already.
If your holiday party doesn't have a bartender, then you become the bartender. Unless you've got a Bartesian, because Bartesian crafts every cocktail perfectly in as little as 30 seconds. And I just got it for $50 off.
Tis the season to be jollier.
Add some holiday flavor to every celebration with the sleek, sophisticated home cocktail maker, Bartesian. Get $50 off any cocktail maker at Bartesian.com/cocktail. That's Bartesian.com/cocktail.
Well, Jake brings game night to Rosa by bringing the team over, and it's really sweet. Gina is back. When the precinct loses the internet and they can't get the crime unit to share, they need Gina to help them get it back. And she does, because she's Gina. She then points out that she's not coming back to work, but rather she's starting her own company. A sports league for other people's pets. Only Gina. But she changes her mind, and I knew she was going to stay, and I'm glad. I also like how they make her miss her baby, since it's very un-Gina-like, but it's still so good to see. Murphy has now come back and wants Holt to close the street down for a block party, but they know he's going to do something illegal. They try very hard to get some intel, but Murphy finds out and threatens Kevin's life. So now they make this elaborate plan to take Kevin to a safe house, where he has to stay with Jake. Of course, Jake's favorite actor is Nick Cage. Poor Kevin, he is becoming mush. He just wants to get out for a few hours, so Jake gets him out, but Holt finds him. When they attempt to go back home, Holt gets kidnapped. It ends up being Kevin who busts in and saves the day. Holt and Kevin are so perfect for each other. It's awesome when Jake sees that. And Judy is back. I love that he shows up every season. This time, he's robbing a jewelry store for one of the biggest criminals, all to keep his mother safe. We all know Jake has a great relationship with Judy and Judy's mother, so he's willing to break laws for him. When he finally sneaks Judy out, they realize he's left with the diamonds. Good old Judy ends up leaving them for Jake so that he doesn't get suspended, but Judy is long gone. Until next season. The episode where Jake and Holt try to get a murderer to confess was the best thing ever. They try so many tactics and each one gets better and better. This has got to be the best episode. I'm laughing as I recall this episode on its greatness. The episode was a huge ruse to get Holt to say how proud he is of Jake, which was really nice. Amy gets the job as sergeant and now she's working her last case as detective. Jake is as excited, but when the case involves what he thinks is a nerdy crossword creator, he's actually a very attractive crossword creator. Now Jake is jealous that this guy is not only stealing his thunder, but his girl too. In the end, it's Jake who solves the crime. Holt goes to a commissioner party where they are to talk about their platforms. We learn that three of them are old dinosaurs who don't plan on changing the system. They think they are the enemy, but it's really Olivia who makes Holt feel like the dinosaur. When Holt finds out that the only reason Olivia was only enrolled for commissioner is because they legally have to have a woman in race, now Holt forgoes his presentation to give Olivia more time for hers. Now she's got a better chance of getting the job, and I wonder who's going to win. So now Amy has her own team that she's the sergeant to, and she has to deal with a guy named Gary, who is a complete Amy. Now she has to go back to the 99 team to figure out what they did to deal with her. So Jake finds out that his father has children all over the U.S., so he has half-sisters all across the country, and he invites one of them, Kate from Dallas, to meet him. And damn, she's a hot mess. She carries glass with her and is quite psychotic. She pretty much threatens to stay in New York, so Jake and Amy do everything they can to get her to leave. It wasn't the smartest thing, but in the end, the two agree to just keep in touch. We do get more into the food truck plot. One, Gina and Amy can't work for Charles because he's too high maintenance to work for. And two, the food truck is seriously stressing him out, and he's in so much debt that he has no idea what to do. Well, now his truck is burnt down, and at first he's angry, but then he thinks it could be a way to get out of debt. And Adrian is back. He's a detective on the case. I love Adrian. He's so weird that you can't help but laugh. After everything is said and done, they find the guy who burnt the truck, and Charles was denied his claim. So he's backing out of the food truck business. It was interesting while it lasted. Only Amy. She's nervous about looking at wedding dresses because she thinks her new squad will think she's too girly. I love how it's Rosa who tells her to be who she wants to be. Amy, the damn girl, chases a criminal down an alley, jumps over a couch, all to catch him. So Jake has a bachelor party, and Amy has a bachelorette party, and let's just say they both kind of flop. Amy is lame until a past ex shows up, makes things really interesting. Charles makes Jake a scavenger hunt that they don't even go on because they think it's lame when it comes to the end of the night. Charles is very angry when he finds out they didn't do it. When Rosa gets caught in a hostage situation, the team freaks out, mainly Jake, and he tries to do everything he can to save her. In the end, she's okay, but I love watching the team. And damn, Olivia and Holt have this great race, but then the two decide to withdraw. That leaves the old white guy, Kelly, as commissioner. So in order for him not to become commissioner, they have to take back their letters. That's when we find out that Olivia sent hers by email. Therefore, she is completely out. So let's go, Holt. I'm glad that the two have come together and said she's proud to have him as her commissioner. I like that. So Holt gets an email that holds his fate. If he's commissioner or not, I love how it's an email, but he won't open it. Finally, the day of the wedding. Everything is kind of going down, but it sinks when there's a bomb threat in their venue. Amy's ex, Teddy, is on the case, and I wouldn't be surprised if he put the bomb since he seems so gung-ho about ruining the wedding. Even though their wedding was ruined, it was still saved, and it was the best thing ever. some happy tears were shed for these fictional characters. Then to end the season, and I'm so glad it's not the end, because if they ended the series this way, I would have been pissed. Holt finally decides to read the email with everyone. He tells them all that they can probably tell what the result was from a stone-faced expression. And of course we can't, and that's where it ends. And alright, I'm ready for season 6. Let me know your thoughts in the comments section below. What did you think of season 6? How do you rank it among the first 6 seasons? And of course, if you want to support the channel, you can buy us a copy at buymeacoffee.com/cinemagold. As always, your support helps the channel grow, upgrade our equipment, bring a new host, be able to pay them, and one day take this show on the road. As always, thank you so much for watching and listening. We'll see you next time.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
All right, we're all set for the party. I've trimmed the tree, hung the mistletoe, and paired all those weird-shaped knives and forks with the appropriate cheeses. And I plugged in the Bartesian.
Bartesian?
It's a home cocktail maker that makes over 60 premium cocktails, plus a whole lot of seasonal favorites, too. I just got it for 50 off. So, how about a Klosmopolitan or a mistletoe margarita?
I'm thirsty.
Watch. I just pop in a capsule, choose my strength, and...
Wow, it's beginning to feel more seasonal in here already.
If your holiday party doesn't have a bartender, then you become the bartender. Unless you've got a Bartesian, because Bartesian crafts every cocktail perfectly in as little as 30 seconds. And I just got it for $50 off.
'Tis the season to be jollier.
Add some holiday flavor to every celebration with the sleek, sophisticated home cocktail maker, Bartesian. Get $50 off any cocktail maker at bartesian.com/cocktail. That's BARTESIAN.com/cocktail.